So, President Obama came out last week and said that he would start drawing down the troops in Afghanistan. 10,000 by December and 20,000 more by July of 2012. So that, in effect, he will have just a convenient 4 months before the presidential election merely undone the Afghan surge he initiated almost from day one of his presidency. Now, of course, we all know, or maybe we don't know, his withdrawal would leave 68,000 troops and nearly 100,000, quote, private contractors in Afghanistan. Okay, so I don't know what message I'm supposed to take away from that. But anyway, and let's be clear about something. Those private contractors that they call, some of them are construction workers, but many, many, many of them are privately paid armed mercenaries who have been rolled out of the military for the sole purpose of working privately at the intersection of the American armed forces and multinational big business. Right. And a lot of these people are immune from any laws, our laws, international laws. I mean, so the private contractors are the thing that really scare me the most because they start to look like a private corporate army. Right. And that's the thing that we don't want. Right. We don't want a global corporate military, man. That's what really scares me. Anyway, back to the president. I really want to commend the president for his actions. You know, I want to like this guy, and I do, and I want to commend him for standing up to Petraeus, who wants an even slower drawdown. But I got to be honest, it's hard to see that what President Obama is doing is anything other than campaigning for reelection. And my take on the speech and on the announcement of the drawdown is that it was really just the kickoff to his 2012 bid for the presidency. And honestly, I don't want to be that guy, you know? I don't want to be the cynical, hard-bitten lefty who just won't cut Obama a break. You know, those people that just, like, hardcore, whatever he says, he's full of it, he's lying. I don't want to be that guy. And so when I was listening to his speech, I wanted to believe that he was sincere. And somewhere I really do believe he would like to end the war in Afghanistan. And I understand that he faces political realities that make any kind of radical action to end the war in Afghanistan or Iraq or Libya or all over the world impossible. You see, but that's precisely where I take issue with him. You see, we elected him on the promise that he would change the political realities that make it impossible to end imperial wars. Remember this?
A long time coming. But tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
See, but this isn't change. Drawing down 15% of the troops is not ending the war in Afghanistan. It's not a real drawdown. Just like leaving 50,000 troops in Iraq isn't ending the war in Iraq. Retracting a surge in troops put in place by him and then taking credit for it is like a retailer who marks everything up 30% and then advertises a 30% off sale. And with a 1,000 military bases still fully funded and operational around the world, you can bet that in spite of what Obama says that America isn't about empire, that America is all about empire.
We're a nation that brings our enemies to justice while adhering to the rule of law and respecting the rights of all our citizens. We protect our own freedom and prosperity by extending it to others. We stand not for empire, but for self-determination.
Right, so long as that self-determination doesn't conflict with ours, and then you better watch your ass because here comes Uncle Sam to take you out. And by the way, Mr. Obama, if you respect the rights of all of our citizens so much, why did you vote for a warrantless wiretapping program that violates the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution? And do we really protect our freedom by extending it to others at the tip of a cruise missile? Or do we protect our own freedom by upholding the laws that were violated in getting us into these insane wars to begin with? And don't even get me started on the whole conflating assassination with justice, because I know you know better. And so as eloquently as he says things, as much as I want to believe him, Obama is really shoveling the same old crock of shizzle we've been getting from our government for 40 years.
As you can see from the progress we have made to date and by this announcement tonight, the American involvement in Vietnam is coming to an end. The day the South Vietnamese can take over their own defense is in sight. Our goal is a total American withdrawal from Vietnam.
That was Nixon, 1971. The Vietnam War didn't end until 4 years later in 1975 when Saigon fell, and the only reason we left is because we got our butts kicked, or we'd probably still be there. And after 60,000 Americans and 2 million Southeast Asians lost their lives. And without saying so much, the real reason Obama is talking about withdrawal is because he knows, like we know, that it isn't working and that it will never work. And that two-thirds, add to that, that two-thirds of the American want us out of Afghanistan altogether. And right now, he knows that if he has any hope of getting reelected, he better get ahead of this and do something about it pronto. That's why I say this drawdown isn't about anything but reelection. It's gestural at best, an obfuscation and a lie at worst. Because if President Obama declared an end to the Afghanistan war tomorrow, U.S. military would remain in that country doing what they have always done, doing what they are doing in Iraq, protecting the economic interests of multinational big business. And it makes me think of Cuba, you know, and why American big business just never got over it. I mean, they had big plans for Cuba, but they also got their butts kicked there. You see, it was more than just the money they lost. Their pride was bruised. Their omnipotence had been challenged and defeated. And that's what the Bay of Pigs was really all about. The wounded pride of big business applying pressure to Congress, Congress applying pressure to the military, and the military applying pressure to the commander-in-chief to circumvent another country's self-determination because it conflicted with ours. And that's the real point here, isn't it? The American hubris and what will be our undoing in the end is the arrogance and entitlement of our corporations to exploit our democracy to achieve their economic ends. This is the hallmark of empire. And sure, it's all about self-determination, so long as it's their self-determination. But anyone else's interest that interferes, oh, you better watch out. See, this isn't anything new either. America has been doing this since its inception, when it enslaved one race and eliminated another to build a country. In fact, this is the legacy of the Western world. Only what's different now, and what is really hurting us and our friends and our neighbors, is that our empire is now feeding on itself. So when Obama concludes his speech about ending the war in Afghanistan by talking about nation building here at home, I find a special kind of irony in it.
We are a nation whose strength abroad has been anchored in opportunity for our citizens here at home. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people. America, it is time to focus on nation building here at home.
He's right. It's time to focus on nation building here at home, but only because the corporations which once leveraged our democracy to prey on third world nations are now third worlding America. They have brought this country and our people to its knees through the same kind of policies that brought most of the third world to its knees. Policies of debt and war and dismantling the social infrastructure that have left us scared and desperate and turning on each other while the very richest among us extract the wealth and soul of our nation. So for me, this silly little drawdown is about the same old thing I always rail about on this show, the minutiae of politics, the ambition of one man and his allies seeking more power through reelection. Because it's the surface of the conversation, the one that we have in place of what we should be talking about, because this war and every war since World War II has been about the same thing. Empire building. It's what Eisenhower warned us against. You want an end to war, Mr. Obama? Break up the multinational defense corporations. You want economic justice? Stand up to the wealthiest 2% of this nation and make them pay their fair share. You want to build nation build here at home, Mr. Obama? You want new industries, alternative energy, prosperity, a living wage, social justice? Then toss out the Wall Street lobbyists in your administration you promised you'd never hire, and stand up to banks and Wall Street and health insurance industries and CEOs that make 500 times what their workers make, and tell them that their day is over. Tell them, in no uncertain terms, that a new day has arrived. The people's day. And if you want to withdraw something, withdraw the veil that conceals the power that really runs our government. Because if you want to talk about the greatness of the American people to get reelected, then serve us. And I promise you, when you do that, we will be there. When you take a stand, we will be right behind you. Call on us, because if you believe in the American people, I mean really truly believe in the American people the way you say, then you must take a great leap of political faith, the kind of faith we put into you, and trust us the way we trusted you. We promise you, we won't let you down.